Hi, this is Space Kate. It is the end of the first ever Space Tweetup. The European Space Agency and DLR have joined together and put on a fantastic day for us. They've fed, watered, and even given us beer, so we like them very much. And one of the interesting talks today was given by the guy that's standing next to me. I'm going to get you to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Ed. I run the Philae 2014 Twitter account.
Okay, but you do a bit more than tweet, don't you? Explain, just give us an overall picture of, you work on something that is part of the Rosetta, is it a mission, I guess you call it, or? Yeah, okay, part of the Rosetta mission. So for those who don't know, what is Rosetta, and then what do you do as part of that?
Okay, so Rosetta is a European Space Agency mission. The idea is to go and land on a comet. Rosetta is the name of the main spacecraft, the mothership, if you like. And Rosetta will go into orbit around the comet, and it will release the lander Philae down onto the surface, and I work on the lander Philae.
So, stupid question alert. Comets move, don't they? Quite fast. How do you know, if it's far away, that your mothership is going to get to the comet where the comet's going to be at the time it takes to get there? And then how on earth are you going to go about landing on it?
Okay, so obviously we track the comet. It is very far away. And it's taken us, I mean, we launched in 2014. We're not going to, sorry, we launched, I'll start again. We launched in 2004 and we're going to land in 2014. So the whole journey is 10 years. And so what we do is we constantly monitor the position of both the comet and the spacecraft using various means, including radar and so on. And what we do is every now and again, very rarely luckily, but every now and again we make little maneuvers with the spacecraft to correct our trajectory and make sure we're going exactly where we need to go.
And why do you want to land on a comet anyway?
Comets are really interesting. Actually, comets are one of the least understood objects in the solar system. And comets come from a region outside the boundaries of the orbits of Pluto, called the Oort cloud. And at this distance, it's very, very cold. So there's very little chemical reactions going on. And what happens is comets get displaced from this region and get sent into the inner solar system. And then their lifetimes are actually quite short. I mean, what happens is they get close to the sun and they get vaporized. So there's only so many times they can get close to the sun before they're basically dead. And
how do you know yours won't have melted by the time you get to it?
Well, at the moment, our comet is sort of halfway between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter, and it's slowly coming in towards the sun, and it's still going to be about four times the distance of Earth to the sun when we arrive. So it's still going to be very cold. It's not going to be active. It's not going to be giving off all of its gas and vapor. So it'll still be there.
So you send up a mothership, and then a little lander is going to go down on the comet. What happens then? Do you leave it, and it beams up data to the mothership, or does it come back up like in the lunar missions where they kind of orbited around the moon and then took the bit and brought it home? How does that work?
Rosetta was actually originally proposed as a sample return mission, as a joint mission between ESA and NASA. But over the years, this changed. And now the idea is simply that, I say simply, Rosetta will go into orbit, drop the lander down onto the surface. We will take samples on the surface, do experiments on those samples. We will transmit our data up to the orbiter, to Rosetta, and Rosetta will beam that information back to the Earth.
So just the data's coming back. No physical samples are going to come back to us. Okay. Wow. So how big is this thing? If it's going to be doing tests and experiments like on the surface of the comet, it's got to be pretty sizable.
The lander itself is roughly 1 meter cubed. So it's on the Earth, it would weigh 100 kilograms.
And on the comet?
Not a lot.
You were talking about noodles or something in your talk earlier. I couldn't tell if I'd sort of, you know, I got up at like 4:44 this morning. And at that point, I couldn't tell if I was going slightly delirious or if you were actually talking about noodles. So can you fill me in on that?
I was talking about noodles. The comet is really, really tiny. It's not a perfect sphere. It's quite sort of stretchy. So it's sort of, we call it about 4 kilometers in size. And so if you can imagine, the Earth is quite significantly bigger than this. So the gravity of the comet is so small that the equivalent weight that the lander will have when it's on the surface will be comparable to a couple of noodles here on the Earth. It'll weigh somewhere in the region of 2 grams.
So how is it actually going to have enough gravitational force to land? Or are you going to send boosters? Or what are you going to do, kind of smash it into the comet or what?
The lander does have a thruster which it can use to fire itself down towards the comet. And the original plan was to do this. This is currently under review because the original plan was to land on a completely different comet. This was changed back in 2003 when there was a problem with the Ariane launch vehicle and the launch was delayed. The launch window was missed and we had to change our destination. So now we're looking at maybe not doing this, but even a small gravity is still a gravity. You will still accelerate down towards the comet and ultimately you will land or impact upon it. So, we may not need the thruster, but we'll see.
So that'll be quite an exciting moment for you when you know it's been deployed from the mothership, it's heading towards the comet, and you're just kind of sitting. I mean, what will be going through your mind then? Are they like, please let it work?
Well, pretty much. There will be absolutely nothing we can do at this point. It'll be so far away from the Earth that by the time we get the information that it has successfully been released from the mothership, the orbiter, the spacecraft itself will already be on the surface of the comet. So there's absolutely nothing we can do to interfere with the descent and landing itself. It all is done by the onboard computer.
So how long is your wait going to be before you get the information back that it has or maybe hasn't landed? I mean, it has landed, obviously. Think positive. You'll be sitting there nervously, like chewing your fingernails.
Somewhere in the region of half an hour. But it depends. We're not entirely sure what the comet is like. There's an awful lot we still don't know. I mean, this is why we're going there. So the orbits that we will be inserting into are not yet finalized. The exact distance we will be from the comet when we are released is not finalized. So we work as a baseline of about 30 minutes, but it may be more than that.
Ooh, don't envy you on that. So, okay, but it's fine. It's going to go absolutely perfectly. It's going to land. All the experiments are going to work. What is it that we're trying to find out? What will be the ideal set of results?
I don't know if there's any such thing as an ideal set of results.
Well, I mean, if all the experiments worked, what information would you get back?
Well, any information we get back is a bonus. Because we know so little, every information we get back is a bonanza. One of the most interesting things, perhaps, is because the comets have come from so far away, their material is unchanged since the very dawn of the solar system, the very formation of the solar system.
So do you know what they're made of yet?
We have a rough idea, but we don't know exactly.
Oh, so this really is kind of ground level, grassroots... grassroots on a comet, but well, that would be interesting if you found there were grassroots. But so you're literally going to try and find out what it's made of and how it reacts and do a bunch of, I guess, spectroscopy and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll be taking samples and we'll be putting those into little ovens and vaporizing them, and we'll be taking pictures of them and looking at their characteristics, trying to find out exactly what materials are in it. But in addition to this, we have, for example, a radar instrument, which in cooperation with the orbiter, we'll be looking at the interior structure of the comets, find out what's going on inside.
This sounds really cool. So when will we get these results back? Again, everything's going to be perfect, so...
I would expect sometime in 2015.
Pretty cool. So, anything else that I should know about this thing? If I'm going to go out and tell my friends, you know, I'm going to go back home to London, I'm like, oh, I went to this cool space meetup, I made interesting people, learned a lot of stuff. I heard about this mission called Rosetta. What are my top facts, other than the fact that it's going to weigh 2 grams effectively when it gets to the comet?
Follow us on Twitter and find out.
All right, for our space sweeps again, that Twitter account is...
Philae2014.
And that's Philae 2014.
Exactly.
Woohoo! Thank you very much.
You're welcome.